Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got a guest, a first-time guest over there on the other side this morning. I'm so glad to have him here. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing great, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Adam Ellis. He's the head basketball coach up at Cisney, also the athletic director of Cisney High School. And how long you been at Cisney now? I must admit freely and with full openness that I did call you your basketball games as when you were a player. I am that old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you and Stan, I remember.
Yeah. You remember that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're making me feel 10,000 years old. Because you've been out of high school for a little while now.
Yeah, graduated.
2000 or something?
98, so
close. Yeah, that's pretty good teams.
Yeah, we did.
Who were your coaches back then? Did you have Kevin Moore?
Kevin Moore for a couple of years. Johnny Winters right before he went to Flora.
Uh-huh.
Johnny was good. And then I believe I was probably still in junior high. Rob Flanagan was there.
Oh yeah, Flanagan was there in the early '90s. Yeah. I didn't know who was there. Was Kevin still there when you graduated? Or I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, he was there just for 2 years. Yep.
Okay. All right. So you would have had Johnny for a couple of years.
Yep. That's correct.
Yeah. That's a good set of coaches.
Yeah.
Where's Kevin now?
I think he is up in Springfield and is an assistant principal somewhere, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't seen him in years. He always used to come around all the time hanging out with Johnny.
Yeah.
Adam is a basketball coach. You're going to be a basketball lifer, aren't you? Don't you think?
More than likely. We'll see. I know this much.
You enjoy doing it.
If I'm coaching basketball, at my last stop, I'll coach at Cisney or nowhere else than likely. So
yeah, you love what you're doing, don't you?
I love it. Yeah, I do have some interest in getting into administration. I've got all my degrees for that. So
yeah,
in the future.
How long have you been coaching?
Well, in some way or another, I've been coaching since I've been 18. First year out of high school, coached with Jeff Baker at Cisney Middle School.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
when you were still even probably before you went to college.
Yeah, my freshman year of college. Yep.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, I went to Frontier for 2 years. Then I went up to Illinois State. I did not finish Illinois State. Ended up transferring to Eastern.
Oh, okay.
And graduated there. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch the Pink Panthers or the Blue the Panthers? Not the Pink Panthers. Pink Panthers are entirely different.
They played like Pink Panthers.
They played. It was a good ball game against SLU. The second half, second half they played like Pink Panthers.
Right.
The first half they played really well.
Yeah, they're talking. They're going to be a powerhouse in the Ohio Valley this year. So, we'll see.
Did you get a chance? I don't think you didn't play up at Eastern or anything.
No,
in college.
No.
Did you get a chance to as you were planning on coaching as a career? Did you get a chance to hang out with some of the folks up there, some of the coaches and the staffs?
Yeah, I did. A guy named Mike Church was one of the main assistants, I think, maybe the associate head coach.
Uh-huh.
Actually, he taught a few classes, too, so I got to kind of rub elbows with him a little bit. But
were you able to see any practices and that kind of stuff?
Yep. Went to a few practices, went to several games.
How much of the practices that you've seen 15, 20 years ago when you were in training for this versus the – because you still go to clinics and practices in this day and age. How much of the old stuff do you still incorporate into what you like to do versus maybe some of the new wrinkles that you see people trying to do as a coach?
Yeah, you're always looking for new ways to keep it fresh, keep it as realistic for the kids as you can. Try to – you know, at times you want to keep it fun. That's not always my top priority by no means.
No.
So we want to get things done. But there are still some things like, you know, simple drills like a shell drill. That's been around forever. We do that pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just a defensive rotation drill. Passing drills, you know, monkey in the middle.
Yeah.
Has been popular for years. We still do some of that. So there's, you know, I take bits and pieces from things that I see. And if they don't work, we throw them out. This year went down to Pinckneyville and seen – Travis Ford was there, and of course Barry Henson.
Yeah,
down at Carbondale.
The SIU guy. So, Travis Ford from SLU.
Yeah, Travis at SLU now. So
I got to ask: did Travis Ford, having been at Oklahoma State beforehand, and I'm trying to remember where it was before that, he got basically chased out of both places with NCAA at his heels.
Right.
Did he offer you any suggestions on how to recruit?
No, I probably wouldn't have taken those. But I tell you what, St. Louis, he's got two top 100s coming already.
They stole them from Illinois, at least one of them.
Yeah, not real happy
about that. I wasn't happy about that either. I wasn't very happy
about that. And they're saying the other big kid has now backpedaled a little bit.
He signed yesterday.
With Illinois?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Tillman. See, Tillman, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing, Adam. You're so busy, you didn't even know the kid, he signed like late Wednesday night, and then they had his press conference yesterday, okay. Jeremiah Tillman. So it's good news. I'm glad I hope I've made your day.
You did. Sure did.
The 6'10 kid from East St. Louis.
Yeah.
Now, over the years, your head coaching career, you've been at what, Clay City and Sisney only?
Yeah. Those two places. Was a Clay City head coach for 5 years there, and then there was a 2-year window where I actually had planned not to coach, and I ended up coaching girls basketball assistant for those 2 years at both the middle school and high school. So
that's a lot of how many hours
that was. That was a lot. But
I'm always interested whenever I talk to coaches how many hours they actually think that are dedicated to. To coaching the kids, and it's not just in season, is it?
Right. It's you may be sitting there in June or July and have a thought or see something or read something, and next thing you know, that's where your mind goes.
Yeah.
So you start thinking about not only the physical hours you put in, but all the time you're thinking about it or, you know, stressed out about it or whatever it may be.
Do you guys do the summer tournaments and things at Sisney?
Yeah, we go the month of June.
How many tournaments are you able to make typically?
We typically go to Edwards County as a shootout. We go to that. We go to Greenville as a good 2-day shootout. We go to that. We try to go to one more, so usually three.
You've been doing that for a few years.
Right.
Well, probably for your entire career as a head coach, right? You've been going to different tournaments. Whenever I talk to a guy in the preseason, I'll talk to you, Coach McArabe, Coach Gerlach. Whenever I talk to a coach in the off season, haven't had a chance to talk to the coach over at Wayne City. Whenever I talk to you guys, you always kind of think you have an idea of what you see in the summertime. Think you take a look at that as maybe what you're going to see in the wintertime, but it sometimes is a little different, isn't it? Does it?
Yeah,
it varies, doesn't it?
It's a lot different. Summertime, we're really trying to. I really don't care about wins and losses. I couldn't tell you what our record was this summer. I have no idea.
Is that right?
I have no clue. So we're just trying to find some competition. The only reason we enter those shootouts or tournaments is just to get some gameplay in.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we're just working on skills pretty much. So.
And as a part and parcel of that, you're probably also trying to maybe get a little idea of the development. Of your kids as they're coming along, huh?
Yeah.
Get a chance to get some kids, maybe some playing time that may not get some.
Yeah, and that's a big piece of it, too. And just the kids, like Jared Taylor, for example, I think summers have been huge for him to go and play against, especially when we go to Greenville and we play some bigger schools.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I think we played, they're a 3A up by Bloomington.
Tremont. Normal. I could probably name a few.
Yeah. Anyway, we played them, and, of course, they came out. And
Manuel.
First, no.
See, that you'd have remembered if you played Manuel. That's Peoria, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. But they came out, and they had some real athletic kids. One of the first plays was a dunk. And I thought, oh, boy, here, we better hold on.
It's going to be a long day.
And Jared Taylor I think it was just a moment that clicked. And next thing you know, I wish I would have counted how many threes he hit in that game. It would have been 11 or 12. I mean, he blitzed them.
Yeah.
And they could not. And next thing you know, all of our guys are just screening for him. He's hitting shots, people in his face, and we end up beating him by 20.
No kidding.
So, Streeter is who it was.
Streeter, okay.
Streeter, yeah.
I bet you that after that game, half a dozen or 50 or 60, 70% of those kids just went to their phones and pulled up their Google Maps. Where in the world is Sisney?
Yeah. Yeah, and their coach, just after that, I still remember he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know what we can do with that. And it was just one of those. There's nothing they could do because he was.
Was that that was this summer?
That was 2 summers ago.
Okay, I was going to say, Jared's been playing. He looked last year like he had it turned on, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm not going to credit just one game is why he averaged almost 20 last year.
Yeah.
But you could tell those are the type of games where he started figuring it out that he is a very skilled kid and that he can do those types of things. So
I'm talking with Adam Ellis. He's the head coach down at up at Sisney. And we haven't even hardly talked about the last year's squad and this year's squad. We'll do quite a bit of that when we return and talk about a lot of other things. when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these.
Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm gonna go back home. Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm gonna go back home. If I don't see no cops, then the trip won't take that long. Well, I'm gonna be fly tonight on a lone highway where no drunks are bound. I'm gonna be ballin' jack on the open road where no cops are bound. I gotta go 100 miles to get back to my town. North of on a 35. I go 281 and kick myself a scenic drive. Well, I'm gonna be flying tonight on a lone highway where no drunks are found. I'm gonna be balling the jack on the open road.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. I forgot to tell you, by the way. I've got Adam Ellis here on the show. I forgot to tell you, by the way, whenever the speakers go off, that means the microphone is hot.
Okay.
I figured I better let you know.
Yes, thank you.
I let everybody know that, and I forgot to say. I'm sorry to tell you that. Welcome back to the show. Bruce Dickey here, Adam Ellis, Sisney High School basketball coach and athletic director. How about how much time does it take to be athletic director? Talking to folks who do that job, it seems like the biggest part of their job right now is finding officials. Is that one of the big problems?
Finding officials, making sure everyone's squared away on the schedule. Because, we used to work with contracts so much. And now contracts don't mean very much.
People break them, don't they?
Right. And the biggest thing about AD is it's a 12-month position.
Yeah.
Just an example, last night I was sitting there at 9:30. I get a text. From a local referee, great guy, by the way, but he was just wanting to confirm a game.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Sure.
But it's what I mean.
You're always on.
12 months, it never ends. You don't know when you're going to be.
Well, and for that matter, you don't want somebody not to show up.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever had two teams of officials show up or anything like that?
Oh, when my first year at Clay City, they threw me right in as head basketball and as athletic director.
Were contracts that had preceded you.
One night I show up to supervise a volleyball game and there's two buses sitting in the drive.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Hey, two gate?
Cumberland and North Clay shows up.
What'd you do?
Two teams. Well,
who did you expect?
I expected North Clay. I had no idea Cumberland was contracted.
That's a good long drive.
Yeah. And when I walked in, it was the first day. The sports schedules and all that were just shambles. I mean, there was nothing there. No officials. Didn't know who we were playing. And so, fortunately, at Clay City, there's two gyms right by each other.
Yeah.
So, we threw the other net up, and I ended up actually officiating volleyball for the first time that night in one gym. And we played
played JV, three games,
and then
yeah.
we swapped.
Yeah.
So, both teams played Clay City JV and Clay City Varsity, and they just swapped which order they played. Everybody was happy, except me.
Except you having a referee.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you do that? Just basically, I was the
second official. All I was checking for.
You were on the
line.
You were on the line.
Crossing the line or anything like that.
Now that's good.
Yeah.
And that's probably, I presume, a lot of being able to do that job is to be able to acclimate or be able to adjust under pressure like that.
Yeah, there's been plenty of times where I've had somebody back out on me day of or night before,
yeah.
and I've always managed to find somebody.
Yeah, that's a good thing, and that's one of the reasons I bring that up is because there are room for more officials. I mean,
oh, absolutely. If folks especially would, in baseball, that's
oh
the
really?
One. Yeah, yeah.
Baseball, you having trouble getting good
that's,
qualified
that's
umpires?
That's the one where it's starting to get scarce. Yep.
Well, you lose. You lost some because going to coaching and that kind of
right.
thing. And other folks retire. Talking, as I said, with Adam Ellis, assistant basketball coach. Last year, assistant had a pretty good squad, didn't you?
Adam? Yeah, we sure did. Had a nice run.
Tell me a little bit about last year's team. You went, as I recall, you made the regional final.
No, we actually got beat in the semis.
Oh, got to beat. Okay, yeah. Albion, Edwards County made the final.
Correct.
And they beat great. Yeah. You got beat in the semis against?
Against Grayville.
Against Grayville. Yeah. And Grayville made the final.
Yeah.
That was what was the record?
Oh, last year, yeah. Overall, we were 20-10.
When you go into the season, what are your was 20 wins one of your goals? You think?
Yeah, it was, and we had at Sisney traditionally we have winning teams. I mean,
yeah.
As far as going above 500, I think if you look at the last 25,
you can
30,
look down the wall and
yeah,
see the.
You can, we've only been under 500.
See the pictures of the good team
a handful of times in the last 25 or 30 years, and we had done it back to back years. Since I've been there, we won 23 my first year, and then we went back-to-back years of under 500. So I think not only myself but the kids as well really took offense to that, if you will, and we said, okay, we're going above 500. No matter what else, we're going to get back to winning. And so we set 20 as a goal. We got to that. A couple other goals we didn't reach, but you know, one point last year, one of our biggest achievements was we won like 14 out of 15. We had a nice run in the middle of the season.
You got struck by injuries a little bit last year, though, too, didn't you?
Yeah, one that hurt was you guys were there at South Central. Derek Thomason went down.
Yeah.
He was playing so well at the time, and that was devastating to the team because he missed a lot of time.
Who were your seniors last year? Who'd you lose from last year's squad?
Jaden Hatcher was our second leading scorer and our top rebounder. And we lost Colin Klingler, who was a move-in. Just had him 1 year, but he was a starter. And
Colin played pretty fun. Yeah. He had a good time playing out there.
Yes, he did. He got after pretty good.
That was fun watching Colin play, especially when he ended up playing his old team.
Yeah.
Colin really liked to play against Clay City.
Yeah, I think he wanted to. Of course, anybody, I guess, to be in that situation, he wanted to show him, you know.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Had him, Carter Walker, and Seth Mays, and they both started most of the year as well. So we played eight kids on a pretty regular basis last year. Four of them graduated, four of them returned. So,
what do you like to, for folks who don't get up to Sisney? I know Fairfield's playing Sisney for the first time.
Yeah.
Is this the first time Fairfield's played? When's the last time Fairfield played Sisney?
I cannot even recall last time.
I got to tell you, Fairfield started playing. They picked up Wayne City a couple of years ago, and I don't think they'd played Wayne City since the 1980s. I think it had been like at the Carmike tournament.
Okay.
I don't remember Fairfield ever playing Sisney, and I'm older than you.
Yeah, I'd have to really dig and see.
Other than maybe in a regional.
I know we've played in regionals before.
Yeah.
But, other than that, I don't know.
The kids looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of my goals as athletic director was we might as well get Fairfield and Flora on the schedule. Just so close, and why not? You know, we might as well play. We had Flora for 2 years, and they dropped us. And but we was able to pick up Fairfield this year. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Why'd they drop you?
I'm not sure. You know, the first year we went to Flora, and they wanted to always host because of our gym size.
Okay.
Floor's
big gym.
We made an agreement to make that happen. First year, we went there and got embarrassed.
I'm trying to make you tell this, aren't I?
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Got embarrassed.
Tell why they dropped you.
Well, and then last year we beat them. And you can speculate if you want.
It's all speculation. It's all idle speculation.
They added a couple of teams. I'm not sure.
We're just teasing.
Yeah. I wanted to keep them on schedule. I thought they would as well, but they got a chance to add a bigger school is what I was told. So we'll go with that.
Yeah, that's good. that's fine.
Yeah.
So you pick up Fairfield. Tell me the you guys play. You've played in the same tournaments now for a few years, haven't you?
Yeah.
You like that Grayville tournament, although it seems to me you used to be able to play teams at Grayville that you don't normally see, but it's kind of fallen off a little bit.
Oh, huh? You used to have an 8-team tournament, and you'd have. Evansville Day would come over there, a private school out of Evansville.
New Harmony.
New Harmony had some good teams there when they were still
New Harmony business. Was fun.
Yeah. Carmi was in it a few years.
You're a charter member in the Grayville tournament, aren't you? Sisney is?
Yeah, we won the very when I was playing, we won the very first ever Grayville tournament.
I thought so.
Yep. Back in 90, that would have been 97.
How about that?
Yep.
Let's take a look at this year's team, and then we'll talk about the schedule a little bit in the next segment. Who's coming back?
Well, I got to start with Jared Taylor. We referred to him earlier, but he is, I had Kevin Bowen, our principal, who's a former coach and a great basketball mind. I like to get Kevin in the gym.
Yeah, Kevin, former head coach, former assistant coach. He's been assisting a long time.
Yeah, so I like to get him in the gym anytime I get a chance. And he said it best the other day was, you know, we think we may have one of the best shooters in Southern Illinois.
No kidding.
Jared Taylor, he's the real deal. I mean, if he wants to play at the next level, you know, I'm not saying Division One, but he'll have a chance to play at a JUCO or somewhere.
Is that right?
If he wants to play, I fully believe he'll have that opportunity.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to take your kids to watch Jared Taylor shoot, because he is smooth and he's got mechanics.
Yeah.
That's somebody would want to emulate on a shoot, on a jump shot.
Yep. And his running mate will be Derek Thomason. That name's familiar to you. Derek's played 4 years of varsity for me now.
Yeah.
And,
is Derek a senior?
Derek's a senior.
Derek's finally a senior.
Yes, finally a senior. And he's...
again, you're making me feel old. I remember that kid. Well, you see, last year, the poor kid lost half the season last year, right?
Yeah, he did.
How's his leg now?
It's better. It's been kind of back and forth battle, but the last, knock on wood, the last month or so, it's been good. And he gets to the basket as good as anybody I've seen. I mean, he's really good at driving.
Yeah.
And he'll be a... He and Jared will be a great 1-2 punch. I mean,
you're going to have them playing guards?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, they're both about 6'1".
I was going to say, that's pretty tall guards for Sisney.
Yeah, they're quick. But yeah, they're both natural guards.
You got a Hosek boy coming back, though.
Yep, Jordan, he'll be in the lineup Monday night. Not real tall, but guess what he can do, Bruce? You'll never believe this.
I've seen it.
He can shoot it.
He can shoot.
He can shoot it. And I tell you what, he's worked to get a lot more athletic this year.
Has he really?
So I think his defense will be improved, and he's just a super good kid.
What are your off-season stuff? Do you have the kids in the weight room and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we do weight room. We do conditioning as far as cardio.
Yeah.
And then we just go through a lot of just basketball skills. We do a lot of footwork stuff with ladders and things like that. We just try to, any way we can find, if we can find a way to improve and make it beneficial and make them understand why it's beneficial, that's the biggest thing. If kids are doing something they don't understand how this helps me, then they don't want to do it, or put the effort in. So
open gyms and all that kind of business?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the fourth one coming back?
Russell Hillard.
Okay.
Yep.
Big Russ.
Oh, yeah. Big Russ. He'll be in the middle for us. He's also about 6'1", so we'll start three kids that are 6'1".
Well, he's a little bigger. Well, they're all 6'1".
Right.
Yeah, how much – you probably – I don't know if you put heights on the program. I don't know if you put weights on the program. I'm presuming as thin as Derek and Jared are, I'm assuming that even though he's the same height, I bet you that he has 40, 50 pounds on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, boys. He's thick. Which is good for a post player, you know.
Yeah.
He's able to get up and down, but he's also thick. So, and he's had enough experience now in the post that he's a good passer out of the post. Works really well with Jared, pick and roll type thing. So, yeah, Russ would be a good player for.
So you're figuring those are four? You're only starting four this year, huh?
Yeah, only starting four.
they changed the rules.
You know, Monday we're probably. I don't know if there's a solid fifth yet, and as far as that goes, any of those four, if it's not happening,
well, that's one
could change.
That's the one thing, Adam. You're talking here with Coach Adam Ellis from Sisney. The kids earn their starting spot,
right?
And if I understand, having watched you coach for the last 10, 15 years, and the kids continue earning their starting spot, don't they?
Right. Yeah, it's not a guarantee. And if you slack off, you know, somebody else is working hard to get that spot. That's just the way it is. Just because you have the experience, and lately we've referred to the Dallas Cowboys and the Tony Romo situation.
Sure.
Hey, they're going with the hot hand, the young kid, you know. So,
yeah.
But anyway, Monday night, Mitchell Levi's a senior.
Say, who are some of your other kids?
Mitchell Levi will start at least game one, and I wouldn't be surprised if he starts more than that. He's just a worker. Nothing flashy about him, and he's willing to do the dirty work, if you will.
Right.
Set the screens, hustle for the ball, things like that. Guard the other team's best player.
You didn't get the foreign exchange student yet.
Again. No, that's 2 years in a row we haven't had.
That's too bad.
No, we.
But the 6'6" foreign exchange student was always kind of fun to have.
We had those my first 2 years. I don't know how we pulled that off. A lot of people accused me of having a pipeline to
to Germany,
Norway.
Oh, yeah. Norway.
Yeah. Yeah, Norway. But yeah, I'm gonna have to look into.
Where'd that pipeline? How'd that pipeline dry up?
I don't know. Both of them were 6'6", and they were both from Norway.
And they could both play.
Yeah, both types of kids. If you guys would have loved to have them a couple of years, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Who's some of the other kids on the roster?
Okay. Blake Atwood will definitely be in the mix. He's he's about 6'4 now.
Oh, really?
And his wingspan's about 6'8.
Hey, he's going to be called on the rebound.
He's lanky and very skilled. And we're pretty intrigued by what possibilities
may be.
He's a junior.
Okay.
So he'll play a lot. Cameron Martinez is a senior. He's a quick guard. Can get his hands up there on defense and get breakaways, drive through the hole.
A lot of times, and I've seen this with Sisney for the you like to have some kind of defensive specialist, don't you? Some guard who's able to come off the bench.
Absolutely.
And add some energy.
Yeah. Last year we had Carter Walker.
Right.
That was just, you know, hey, you're going to guard the other team's best player.
That's right.
Your job. Create havoc out there, and he done a good job of
sure.
it. So. Two other kids that will probably likely be in the mix are both post players. One of them's a true post. The other one's kind of a swing-type player. But Dalen Stover is a senior, big body, not afraid to play physical, which is always a plus.
Sure.
And then Josh Ferris is a junior, and he's kind of a swing-type player, but just fundamentally pretty solid. Uh-huh. Not going to do a lot of things that's going to hurt himself or the team. So his playing time could go up because sometimes – you need the guy out there who's not going to do a bunch of wild stuff, you know, just play the game.
So, play the game and a steadying influence.
Right. Yeah.
We all need that from time to time, don't we? I'm talking with Coach Adam Ellis from Sisney High School. We're going to talk about some of the other teams in the area as well as who he's expecting to step forward from, like I said, other teams around the area. Also, I'm going to talk about, I have to do it.
Uh-oh.
The quick timeouts.
Okay, yeah.
I better warn you.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
I've got Adam Ellis here. You'll listen to the Bruce Dickey Show at AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois, back after these.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious. Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. My guest across the way is Wayne. How about Sisney? North Wayne basketball coach Adam Ellis. He's been up at Sisney for five. Well, this is his fifth year up there, and they've had a pretty solid year last year. Looking for the same thing. How deep is your JV? You're going to have a pretty decent JV squad?
Yeah, there'll be some. We've only got three freshmen and three sophomores that went out, so pretty thin there. But we'll have some juniors that'll play down, and they'll also dress varsity. Dane Buxton and first-year player Zach Tannehill, who's about 6'3" and pretty raw, but has some idea of what's going on.
Is he related to Jake Tannehill?
No, but if you look at him, you would think they're both built.
Is that right?
Zach's pretty thick. He's not quite as thick as Jake was, but
too bad. Jake was a player.
Jake's got two young boys, so we're looking down the road.
You're looking down the road,
and one of them same age as. Of course, I got twins. But
yeah, how old are your twins?
They'll be five next month.
No kidding! Congratulations!
Thank you.
What are their names?
Austin and Emery.
Austin and Emery.
They're going to pre-K, and they love every minute of it.
Well, that's cool. I warned him, and I'm going to ask him. All right, now what is the story? And let me put it this way. I've been to basketball games as a fan and as a broadcaster for at least 40 years. I've been paying attention for 40 years in person in high school basketball games. Very seldom will you see somebody call a timeout in the first 5-6 minutes unless something has gone terribly wrong and they're down like 15-1 or 15-2 or some terrible, terrible thing. They, you know, coaches just save their timeouts. We've even made fun of it. I mean, we say you can't save them for regional.
That's right. They don't roll over.
They don't roll over. And we have said that because whenever we're either in the broadcast booth or a fan thinking it's time somebody to stop the madness.
Yeah.
Take a little break. Stop the madness. The AEQTO is a acronym that has developed over the last couple or 3 years of the media, the Wayne County. We call us the Wayne County Media Mafia. The Wayne County Media Mafia watching Adam Ellis coach at a close up thing. You don't. You're a little bit. You're not like other coaches, are you, Adam?
Probably not.
No. Adam, and I got to tell you, explain to me how you go against the grain and you're willing to burn these timeouts early. Adam will call a timeout just a couple of years ago whenever his team wasn't as good as this year's team or last year's team. Adam would call a timeout. We had started a pool, and we would gamble on when Adam would call his first timeout. Typically, the over-under was about three to four minutes. And half the time, you'd beat it. It's like you knew.
You just got to send me a text on make sure you cover, Bruce. Let me know.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'll cut you in.
Yeah.
We don't gamble, of course. Yeah. But what do you see differently, and what is your strategy about the early timeouts? I think it's a great one. I love it.
Well, first of all, I'm going to – most games, as you know, I'm going to use every timeout or darn close. I try to save one or two for the end because you never know, especially in close games, you have to save some.
Yeah.
But early on, I guess my thought process most of the time is, look, we just came out of warm-ups. We just came out of the locker room. There's a very specific things that we want to see happen on the floor.
You have set things on the board. You have put things.
Exactly.
You've set plays. This is how we're going to start the game.
Yeah. And it may, you know.
And then.
Right. And let's just say it's, you know, if it would happen this Monday and Nathaniel Schmittler if our game plan, which – it's not Russ, by the way. If our game plan would be, hey, we're going to front Schmittler in the post every time, and then in the first minute or two, all of a sudden we're standing behind him. Hey, we just talked about that.
Yeah.
Why aren't we, you know, you could sub, or maybe our guards aren't helping down. We're going to correct that situation rather
quickly.
This
might be whether your team is up 7-0.
Right. If there's something I don't like early, I guess it just kind of sets the tone for the whole game. We got to come out and, you know, and a game plan typically is something we've also reviewed in practice.
Sure.
So we're not going to come out and just all of a sudden just roam around and do what we want.
Yeah.
We're going to play basketball.
The game is it's business time,
right,
isn't it?
We're not robots. We're going to play the game, but there's certain things if that's one of the things we're going to focus on, then that's what we're going to focus on.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of rectifying situations, I guess.
Well, to see you happy is to see you happy all game long is to see you not call a timeout.
Yeah, I guess so. you won't find a game where I don't call a timeout.
No, I suspect that's true.
Yeah, there's always, you know, sometimes maybe it's just to give a guy a breather.
Yeah. You're a perfectionist, aren't you?
Yeah, we try to be. I mean, far from it, but we try to play at the highest level we can, obviously.
Sure.
Probably like any other team. So.
Tell me a little bit about the MTC. How's it going to be this year?
Well, we're going to see a new team in there this year. Of course, North Calais left to go to the National Trail.
Uh-huh.
And so quickly we picked up Christ Our Rock Lutheran out of Centralia.
Isn't that pretty good? I mean,
yeah,
they were
good.
Were they looking for conference affiliation?
They wanted in a couple years ago, and we at that time we had
You've been playing them for 2 or 3 years.
Yes, yeah. And so, anyway, they didn't get in, and they joined the EI, the Egyptian Illini, which only has a few teams in it, and they wanted...
It's a pretty good haul for them,
yeah,
too.
And they wanted in our conference, and they have every sport. So it was a good fit. They are a private school, but I still think they're a good fit. And it was... I think it was unanimous to land them in. Just that way, we're back to...
Back to
10.
Oh, yeah, 10.
10 teams, yeah.
You only play one time in the regular season.
So then you get, one regular season game against everybody in the conference, and then that you still get a nice chunk of non-conference games. It's a good mix.
Do you have anybody you spin around and play twice regular season?
There are certain teams we're going to...
In regular season?
Regular season, no.
Okay, I didn't know.
Regular season, no. But, of course, we're going to run into Edwards County, Grayville.
Who are you picking up?
Some of these.
Well, Grayville's in the conference, though.
Yeah, they're in the conference. We're in every tournament they're in. So last year we played them 4 times. So,
who are you going to pick up? Who do you pick up out of conference? I know you picked up Fairfield this year. We talked about. You've got Dietrich.
Yep, still play Dietrich, and they've had a nice run. That's a good team for us to play.
Really, it is.
Yeah, this year I think they're going to be down a little bit compared to what they've had. Patoka, who's had a nice run in 1A.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they went to Final 8,
yeah,
super sectionals,
yeah.
And if you
recall, they've got most of those kids coming back.
Yep, and if you recall, our record against them last year was 2-0.
I do recall that.
And that's what I keep preaching to the kids is there's not as big of a gap between the teams that are getting to the supers or state finals between them and us. There's not that much of a gap in a 4-class system. There's really not.
That's right.
So I'm hoping that we'll start to come around in that regard. But we've got Patoka, Edwards County, Fairfield, Dietrich.
I gotta tell you, it sounds like you're loading. You kind of load. You're not
Red
loading.
Hill.
You're not loading your non conference with patsies or anything like that at all. Are you?
This year with Edwards County and Red Hill both moving to 2A. Now we've got.
They'd be Fairfield's 2A. You've got Red Hill's 2A. Edwards County's a 2A.
So we're trying to get some 2As on there to beef it up a little bit. But yeah, there's if you look schedule this year, there is very few, if any, just gimme wins. I mean, we're going to have to fight every night, which should make for some really fun basketball.
Does the team go into the season looking at it like that? Do they think? Do they realize that we're going to be every night? We're going to have to be working hard.
I think they do. I mean, they've been told that. I think they.
Well, you hope they pay attention,
right? Yeah.
Or you're going to call timeout.
They know, of course. They pay attention as far as they know what Wayne City has coming back. They know what Weber has coming back. So
Woodlawn going to be Woodlawn. They've lost some kids, didn't they?
They did, but
they went to Walton.
We were talking about summer basketball, and they look pretty darn good over the summer. And I think until someone knocks them off as the conference champ, that they're going to be the favorite each and every year until that happens.
I'm trying to remember who beat Patoka at the Super last year.
Was Woodlawn.
That was Woodlawn.
Yep.
Yeah. Who do you see maybe coming out of the South in Class 1A? I guess.
Oakville, he just signed with Evansville, the Frederickson kid.
Yeah.
He just signed with Evansville. He's back in senior year. So, we won't run into them, but they're going to be solid.
Hey, if you do, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
If you do, that'd be at a sectional or super sectional.
Exactly. We know where that would be. So, same way with also Goreville out there. Goreville's going to be really good.
Where are they? Have they set the regionals and stuff yet this year? Do they know where they're going to be?
That happens in early December.
Okay.
And ours, of course, with Red Hill and Edwards County. Both
yeah, you
2A,
lost a couple of regional a couple of regional hosts.
That could help us or that could hurt us. We don't know. They may send us south and they may put us with Woodlawn again this year. Woodlawn may not be quite as good as they were in the past, but they're still going to be solid. But
you wonder. I haven't talked to Don yet over at Wayne City to see if when they're going to start. The first year in the new building, you kind of hate to start trying to get regionals, I would think, until you get all your kinks worked out.
Right.
But that's going to be a facility that's close by them that could probably hold a regional.
I won't be surprised if they host one, to be honest.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, they're hosting, of course, they host Connie Allen.
Yeah.
They're hosting the conference tournament.
Well, they're used to it all, aren't they?
There's a chance that we may play more games at Wayne City this season than at home. A strong chance of that. We play our conference game against them is at Wayne City.
Yeah.
So, if we're used to playing there, they got a nice facility, then why not?
Fairfield does it at Carmine. Fairfield plays more games at Carmine.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got a solid year coming up.
Yeah, we're definitely
kids looking forward to it. Huh?
Yep, excited, ready to go.
You got fans all fired up in Cincinnati?
I think so. We had Meet the Lions the other night, and we had a packed house for that.
Did you really?
I mean, for our gym small, but we had half the gym full, and usually that game we wouldn't even have that much. So, yeah.
Well, Adam, I appreciate you coming on the show today. I think it's looking good for the running Lions, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, it's gonna be. We got to figure out. Last year, we did a good job of figuring out how to win the close ones.
Yeah.
And so if we can keep doing that, you know,
that's half the battle, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Best of luck to you next week at Grayville.
I sure
appreciate
it. That's
gonna be a tough tournament.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Grayville's good. Edwards County's good.
Everybody's capable. Yeah.
Yeah. Could be anybody.
Told the guys if we could go 3-0, we could go 0-3.
You say there's going to be a good team coming out of there 0-3.
Yeah, Gallatin County's young, but they got the Ramsey kid back who's a stud, and they got a bunch of a sophomore class going with him. It's good, so.
We got to go. Yeah. Adam, thank you so much for coming on, and I'll talk to you Monday night.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bruce.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Folks, have a great weekend.